The big royal wedding between Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle is upon us. On Saturday, the two will tie the knot at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. As a biracial and divorced woman, Markle is certainly shaking things up, marrying into a family that's not exactly known for its diversity. British comedian Gina Yashere has been following all of the developments. Gina, why do we care so much about this wedding in the United States? Please tell us.
I don't know. I think it's the royal, there's a mystique around it. I mean, the closest that you guys have had to a royal family is the Kennedys, right?
Pretty much.
Right, whereas we've got, the royal family's got that tradition, it dates back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. There's a mystique around the whole royal family thing. I don't think the Brits care that much. I mean, maybe there'll be a few, but, you know, most of us are like, all right.
I feel like we're more excited than they are, for sure. And, I mean, Yes. Obviously there's the Meghan Markle element to that, right?
The fact that she's American, she's not white.
Shocking. Don't tell anyone.
She's American. Exactly. She's black. Well, she's mixed race. And biracial, that's the word.
She's biracial.
She's biracial, yeah. American, and an actress.
That's right.
And so you can go back on YouTube and go, oh, look, that's her doing normal stuff before she became, well, apparently she's going to be a duchess, not a princess.
Oh, well, then that's,
apparently.
You, I don't even know the difference between the
I.
two. But they
I'm
seem
British
pretty important.
I don't know.
There you go.
It's just semantics.
So, I'm sure the royal family wouldn't think so. So how symbolic is this wedding when it comes to race in Britain?
Oh, it's extremely. I mean, she is the first acknowledged person of colour in the royal family.
Ooh,
because
there's something there, though. What
do you
mean?
Queen Charlotte Sophia, who was Queen Victoria's grandmother, she was a mulatto, it was the word that they, she was. It was never publicly sort of admitted, but she was. There were lots of paintings of her, and they were always talking about how they had to try and thin her nose out and make her look a little bit more acceptable in paintings and stuff. But she was a descendant of an African, a Moor, Portuguese Moor. So, yeah, Meghan Markle is not the first black woman in the royal family. She's the first acknowledged black woman.
Now, wasn't there a story recently about someone in the royal family showed up with a really offensive pin that sort of... What's up with that?
Princess,
what happened there?
That's Princess Michael of Kent, if I remember rightly. She's always been... They used to call her the pushy princess in that she's kind of on the peripheral of the royal family, but she uses all the benefits and everything that she can use out of her connection to the royal family, she uses. So she's always been that person. And she's always been a little bit racist and a little saying things that you're not supposed to say. And she turns up with a brooch with a basically look like the gollywog from the jam jars back in the day. She basically turned up with a brooch with that on it, with a black face on it. I mean, why would you do that when you're going to meet Meghan? I'm not even thinking it was insensitive. I think it was probably purposely done. She probably thought it was funny. She's saying she wears it all the time. She had no idea, but yeah.
Is that the tone? I mean, I think, you know, we have our own pretty fraught history that we're still sort of dealing with about race in the United States. What's the tone there right now among Britons and among black Britons in particular?
The racism in the UK is just as potent as it is out here. It's just done differently. They're a bit subtler about it. Oh, they used to be a lot subtler about it until Brexit, and then it completely... And it was unearthed all the xenophobia and hatred that Britain had been burying for a long time.
We've had a similar thing happen
with Trump.
Here,
exactly,
yeah.
It's the same thing. Trump, Brexit, very similar time, very similar thing. It was like the tide pulled out, and then we got to see everything that's under the ocean. There was a lot of racist outcry, and the newspapers were feeding into it with their dog whistling terms. You know, I don't know if you saw some of the headlines. You know, Meghan Markle from the hood, almost straight out of Compton. I was like, she was never anywhere near Compton. What are you talking about? Her mother has dreadlocks. Oh my God, no. Her mother lets her hair grow out of her head the natural way it grows. Oh my God, what scandal.
Are you going to get up early and watch the wedding yourself on Saturday? Why or why not?
Absolutely not. I hate weddings at the best of times. I don't even want to go to my own family's weddings. So I'm not going to be using my spare time to watch the wedding of two people I have no real connection or interest.
Not even to see the dress, or you just see it online later?
I have no. Yeah, obviously, it'll be all over. There'll be memes all over Instagram the next day. So I'll just go on Instagram and get my news the next day. I don't care about the dress. I'm very happy for them both, and it's very lovely, but I don't really care.
I mean, they are a very photogenic couple.
They're very, they are. They're a good-looking couple. I mean, Harry got lucky with the looks in that family because William, he was such a cute kid. I don't know what happened. Are you going to leave that in?
British comedian Gina Yashere is a regular contributor to The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and her latest comedy special is currently streaming on Netflix.
It's a pretty good special. Very funny.
I love it.
I say so myself.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Gina.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.